You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So our producer, Don Orlando, handed me something. He said, it's Quitter's Day. And I was like, oh, finally, after 25 plus years, Kitty and I could muster up the energy to just quit this place. And that's what I thought they meant, although it seemed weird to me that so early into the year you would quit your job, but was actually talking about quitting New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
And that this is apparently the prime day where people say, screw it, I'm done with this plan. I really feel like I just don't make them anymore. I feel like I used to, kind of, sort of, think about making some and make a lame effort at it for a few days. But I think I would quit usually by day three
or four. I
don't
have it in front of me, but I remember one year in my journal when I was in high school, I put all my resolutions
down. Why don't you have that journal in front of you?
I know. I don't know why I didn't bring it in. But I remember one of them was great, which was like, don't let annoying dad annoy you so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was more like, I don't know, it was kind of a backhanded resolution.
Right. Look, dad, I'm not going to let you annoy me so much, you stupid dad.